Our nation's tourism economy is, in trouble at the moment. For the first time in 7 years, the number of visitors traveling to Florida last year actually declined by roughly 2.3%. In the fourth quarter of 2008 alone, the number of visitors declined by 13.6%. While these numbers give you an idea of how hard the global economy recession has hit Florida's tourism economy, they don't tell the story of Floridians personally impacted by this crisis. Continue marginalizing those who help generate jobs and generate economic activity in places like Florida, the climb out of the recession will be a much steeper than it is necessary. So I urge my colleagues to consider the difficulties facing Americans working in our nation's tourism, hospitality, and service industry. They play an important role in Florida's economy and in our nation's prosperity. So the competition for travel dollars is keen, is tremendous. And all that we can do to improve the travel experience and as well as promote it, I think, is necessary. So I'm a strong supporter of the bill, and I hope we can get it done this year because this is a year where the industry absolutely needs it. I ask each of you to comment if you have any knowledge on this as to whether you felt that we had made progress in facilitating travel to the U.S. for foreign visitors in a post-9/11 world. I know we had a lot of problems. And I know I've worked with the Disney folks and others about our Brazilian travelers, for instance, who have such difficulties just to get a visa in a very, very large country. And have we made enough headway in that direction?
I'll start. I'm sure my colleagues have things to add. We've made some headway. I think that the expansion of the visa waiver program has been an absolutely terrific first step. There has been some additional customs officers that were hired, recommended and hired, and I think the number was about 200, and that just speeding people through the borders. There is remaining work that needs to be done in using more technology to do interviews for visas in countries like Brazil.
What we need to do is avoid doing more harm to the industry by our rhetoric. Whether it made good politics, it certainly doesn't make for good business, and that translates to jobs. People's livelihood depends on the travel industry in places like Florida and Minnesota and around the country, Vegas and other places. And so we need to be rational about how we talk about this situation and encourage the type of responsible business travel that is the part of American business that it has been in the past, as well as family travel as we start into the summer vacation season.